Today's daf is Zvachim daf Nunbeis, and we are about 20 lines from the top of daf Nunbeis Amid Aleph, Tanya Kavase Dirav Papa. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Chava Miriam Basmalka Freda and Shlomo Ben Chaya Leah. So we're in the middle of a sugya, the sugya of Shvicha Shirayim. More specifically, whether Shirayim is Ma'akiv or Shirayim is not Ma'akiv. So just a few pointers as it relates to an introduction. The Torah mentions the mitzvah of Shvicha Shirayim 5 times. All 5 times regarding the Karban Chatos. All 5 times regarding the Karbanos Chatos that are mentioned in Parshas Vayikra in Perek Dalet. The first time it mentions it is by the Par Koy Mashiach. The second time is by the Par Helam Davish Al Tzibor. The third time is by the Sa'ir Nasi. And the fourth and the fifth times are with regards to the Chatas Yachid. Why 2 times by the Chatas Yachid? Because the Chatas Yachid can be brought either with a Kispa or with a Se'ira. So all the Chatos that are mentioned in Vayikra Perek Dalet mention that after the zrikos, after the hazois, after the matonois that were put on the mizbeach, all synonyms of each other, you take the leftover dam and you perform an avoda with it, what's known as shvicha shirayim. If you look carefully at the psukim, there's nuance amongst the 5 times that the Torah mentions the inyan of shirayim. 3 of the 5 times, the Torah says that you should pour the shirayim on the yisoid of mizbech ha'ola, of the mizbech ha'ola, which is the larger mizbech hanechoshes, the mizbech hachitzah, and the mizbech that was in the azara. The other 2 times, the Torah simply says you should pour it on the yisoid. The 3 times that the Torah says you should pour it on the yisoid of the mizbech ha'ola are by the Par Koy Moshiach, the Par Halam Davish Al Tzibur, and the Sir Nasi. Regarding the Shvicha Shirayim of the regular Chatas Yachid, be it the Kizba or the Seira, here the Torah simply says you should pour it on the Yisoid. The Torah does not emphasize that it should be on the Yisoid of the Mizbeach Ha'ila. And the Gemara brought a Brais on Daf Nun Aleph, Amid Aleph, that discussed why is it that the Torah had to mention 3 times that the Shvicha Shirayim should be on the Yisoid of the Mizbeach Oil. And the Gemara said all 3 of these mentions are there for a reason. They're all coming to teach us something. The first Jerusha of El Yisoid Mizbeach Oil, well, that's easy. That's coming to tell me that the Shvicha Shirayim had to be on the Yisoid of the Mizbeach Oil as opposed to on the Yisoid of the Mizbeach Apnimi. Now, the first time the Torah mentions El Yisoid Mizbeach Oil, it's talking about the Par Koy Mashiach. The Zrikos of the Parkoy Mashiach were done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So you definitely could have had a Havamina that maybe the Shvicha Shirayim should also be on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Kamash Malon, it should be on the Yisoid of the Mizbeach Oil. The second time the Torah mentioned, oh, Yisoid Mizbeach Oil, that was by the Paralam Davash Al Tzibur. The Torah is coming to tell me that the only Mizbeach that's going to have a Yisoid is going to be the Mizbeach Oil. There isn't even a Yisoid on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which as we mentioned yesterday, once I know that, it really makes the first Joshua not applicable anymore. True, but the only reason I know that is because I had the first Joshua. But the second mention of El Yisoid Mizbeach Ha'ila teaches me that the only Mizbeach that had Yisoid was the Mizbeach Ha'ila. And the third mention of El Yisoid Mizbeach Ha'ila that it says by the Sar Nasi is coming to teach me, Tein Yisoid the Mizbeach Shalayla, which means that all Karbanos that the Torah doesn't say a word about Shvicha Shirayim, well, they too should have a din yisoid, they too should have a mitzvah of Shvicha Shirayim. Now, one knech that I think is worth mentioning now that we didn't speak out yesterday that's going to be relevant for the cheshbon of today's daf, and that is this third El Yisoid Mizbeach Ha'ila, which Chazal Darshan Tein Yisoid Le Mizbeach Shalayla, that's a ribuy in Shvicha Shirayim for Shar Karbanos, but only Shar Karbanos whose Iker Din Zriko was on the Mizbeach Achitzay. That's the Lashon. Tein Yisoid the Mizbeach Shal Oila. That any Karban whose din is to be put on the Mizbeach Ha'ola should now have the Yisoid. That is the drasha. Tein Yisoid the Mizbeach Shal Oila. But the point is, we're being marba all Karbanos who din was to do zrika on the mizbeach achitza and on the mizbeach oila to have a mitzvah shvicha shirayim on the yisoid. But notice, we weren't marba shar karbonos whose din it was to put its dan on the mizbeach apnimi. What would be an example of that? The par yom kippurim, the sor yom kippurim, right? Those were chatois. Not the chatois where the Torah says mefurish in Vayikra Perek Dalet have a mitzvah shvicha shirayim. Their dam also doesn't go on the mizbeach ha'ila, and as a result, they're not included in the third limud of ten yisoid lemizbeach shalayla. And as a result, just based on the limudim that we have, we wouldn't have a makar that there should be a mitzvah of shvicha shirayim, and that the shvicha shirayim should be on the yisoid of the mizbeach ha'ila. In fact, as we're going to see, the Gemara is going to bring a brice in today's daf that's going to discuss how do you know that there's a mitzvah of shvicha shirayim by the par yom kippurim and the sor yom kippur. What do you mean? I thought we addressed the ten yisoid the mizbeach shalayla. No, we only addressed all the damim that go on the mizbeach oila. We did not find the makar for a dam that doesn't go on the mizbeach oila. Most of the damim that don't go on the mizbeach oila, Terry actually mentions mefurish that they go on the mizbeach oila. Par koy mashiach, par halam davar shel tzibur. I hear, but what about the par yom kippurim? That wasn't mentioned, so that's something that's going to be addressed a little bit later in the daf. But the brisa continued. After the brisa darshan these three el yisoid mizbeach oilas, and this is going to walk us right into today's daf, the Gemara said, oyeinoi, maybe the third drasha of el yisoid mizbeach oilas is not coming to be marba shvicha shirayim for shar karbonos whose din was for his dam to go on the mizbeach. But rather, maybe what it's coming to teach me is Mizbecha shal oila yehele yisoid. Now here too, there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. I don't understand the Gemara, but the way we were mefarish it, albeit quickly, was the way Rashi is mefarish it, and that is the Gemara suggesting that maybe what we should learn from those words is that the zrikas of the carbon oila had to go on a chelik of the mizbeach where there was a yisoid. Which, by the way, is the truth. So the carbon oilas, hazois, had to be on parts of the mizbeach that had a yisoid. We know not all parts of the mizbeach had a yisoid. The oila had a din that it had to be keneged yisoid. So says the braiso, maybe ten yisoid the mizbeach, maybe el mizbeach ha'oila, that's mentioned simdrit in mal, is coming to teach me not that all damim that go on the mizbeach achitzoin have a din of yisoid, but rather what it's coming to teach me is that the tchilas zrika, not even shvicha shirai, the tchilas zrika of the carbon oil has to be connected yisoid. And the braisa brought that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, they both were doicha that suggestion. They were both doichit for almost the same reason, eerily similar reasons, but a different reason nonetheless. Rabbi Shmuel said that I don't need a pasuk to tell me that the tchilas rika of an oila has to be on a part of the mizbeach that's keneged the yisoid. You know why? I know it from a kal v'chaymer. Mashi rain she'im mechaperim tuni yisoid. Tchilas oila she'mechaperes in a dinche tuni yisoid. Madach shirayim, that's not mechaper. It requires yisoid. So tchilas oila, that's mechaper, certainly would require yisoid. Rabbi Yekiva said almost the same thing. He said, mashi rain she'im mechaperim. That's what Rabbi Shmuel said. Ve'ein bon lekapara. That's where he veers off a little bit. Shirayim has two chesroinas, so to speak. Number one, it's not mechaper. Number two, it's not balikapar. Still, it's tuni yisoid. So tchila soila shemechaperes ubalikapara ein edin she tuni yisoid. So certainly tchila soila, that's a mechaper and it's balikapara. Certainly it should require yisoid. You don't need a pasuk in the Torah to tell me that the tchila zrika of an oila would have to be connected yisoid if I don't need a pasuk for it. So what is the third el mizbach oila coming to teach me ten yisoid lemizbeach shalay? The Gemara daf nun beis amud aleph discuss what's the chilik between Rabbi Shmuel's nusach in the Kal v'chaymer and Rabbi Akiva's nusach in the Kal v'chaymer. Rabbi Shmuel said, "Mashi raim she'in mechaperin tuni yisoid, tchilas oila she'mechaperes ein edin she'tuni yisoid." Rabbi Akiva said, "Mashi raim she'in mechaperin ve'in bon lekapara tuni yisoid, tchilas oila she'mechaperes ubal lekapara ein edin she'tuni yisoid." They're both acknowledging that shirayim is not mechaper, tchilas oila is mechaper. Where they seem to be mechulik is that Rabbi Akiva holds that shirayim is not only not mechaper, it's also not balakapara. Rabbi Shmuel didn't add that knech to his kal v'chaymer. It sounds like he holds shirayim really is balakapara. He agrees it's not mechaper, but he holds it's balakapara. What's going on over here? And the Gemara had two suggestions. High level, the two are the same. There's a nuance where they veer off. Rabbi Shmuel holds that as much as the Shvicha Shirayim is not a mechaper, but it's ma'akiv kapara. Because Rabbi Shmuel holds that Shirayim is ma'akiv. Rabbi Akiva holds Shirayim is not a mechaper, it's also not ma'akiv kapara. Now we said it's a little bit of a much. What's the difference between being a mechaper versus being ma'akiv kapara? Isn't that just semantics? But just to keep things simple, Rabbi Shmuel holds that although the Shirayim is not a mechaper, it's fart ma'akiv kapar. Rabbi Akiva holds it's not only not a mechaper, it's not even ma'akiv kapar. Hence, Rabbi Akiva, when he said the Kal v'chomer, he said, ma Shirayim, that number one is not mechaper. Number two, it's not even ma'akiv kapar. The halacha is, it's tuni yisoy, tchilas oilo, that's mechaper, and it's ma'akiv kapar, and it nincha tuni yisoy. Rabbi Shmuel couldn't say it's ogeshmak. Rabbi Shmuel couldn't say, ma Shirayim, she'ein mechaper, ve'ein bala kapar, meaning it's not ma'akiv kapara, because he holds it really is ma'akiv kapara. All Rabbi Shmuel was able to say was that Shirayim is not mechaper as opposed to oila is mechaper. What would emerge, however, is that there's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, whether Shirayim is ma'akiv or Shirayim is not ma'akiv. Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, the way the Gemara understands the dikto kaloshoin of Rabbi Shmuel is that Shirayim is ma'akiv. Shitas Rabbi Akiva would be that Shirayim is not ma'akiv. The Gemara Tzira Papa didn't like that. Papa was not tefridin that Rabbi Shmuel's shita should emerge from this braisa as being that Shirayim is ma'akiv. So said Rapapal Oilam, everybody holds Shirayim is not ma'akiv. Rabbi Akiva for sure, that's what he means when he says that Shirayim is not even Bala Kapara, and even Rabbi Shmuel. So why did Rabbi Shmuel not say that Shirayim is also not Bala Kapara? Because there is one type of Shvicha Shirayim. It's not literally Shvicha Shirayim, but it's similar to Shvicha Shirayim that is Akiv Kapara, and that is the mitzui of the Chatas Ha'oif. Now, the sugis of Chatas Ha'oif are very much coming up at Ezer Hashem, so we'll be a lot more familiar with what a Chatas Ha'oif is. The seventh Perek of Masechta Zvachim is called Perek Chatas Ha'oif. But one of the unique avoides that the Chatas Ha'oif had was is that after the Hazoyas were done, you took the Oif and you were mematze, you kvetched out the leftover dam. It's the equivalent thereof to a Shvicha Shirayim. Based on a limud, we know that the Mitzvah of Achatas Ha'oif is ma'akiv, and as a result, to say that Shirayim is never ma'akiv is not true, because the Shirayim of the Achatas Ha'oif, the proverbial Shirayim of the Achatas Ha'oif, the Mitzvah Ha'oif of the Chatas Ha'oif is ma'akiv, that's why he didn't want to say that language. But don't be medayik ad kedei kach that Shnitas Rabbi Yishmol is that Shirayim is really going to be ma'akiv. In other words, the pashtus of how you understand the machloikis Rabbi Yishmol, Rabbi Akiva, their semantics is the Rabbi Yishmol holds Shirayim as ma'akiv, Rabbi Akiva holds Shirayim as not ma'akiv. Rapapa came along and he was mechadish that that's not true. Rapapa said that even Rabbi Yishmol holds that Shirayim is not ma'akiv. It's only the mitzvah of Chatas Ha'oif that's ma'akiv. So it's a machloikis Rav Papa, this is going to walk us into the Gemara, and the stomach of the Gemara, in Shitas Rabbi Yishmael, whether Shirayim is ma'akiv or not. The stomach of the Gemara holds that Shitas Rabbi Yishmael is that Shirayim is ma'akiv. Rav Papa's being mechadish that Rabbi Yishmael holds that Shirayim is really not ma'akiv. Now, one last thing that's worth mentioning before we start, and that is that this shaila of Shirayim ma'akiv, not ma'akiv, which is the topic of the entirety of today's daf, it's mevur in the Rishonim and in the Sugyas, it's only negeya, the Shirayim of the karbonos that were brought in the heichal, that were brought on the mizbeach hapnimi. And those were all chatois, right? So it's only in a geya the chatois hapnimius. As it relates to the karbonos that were brought in the mizbeach hachitzin, it's not even a discussion whether Shirayim should be ma'akiv or Shirayim should not be ma'akiv. The whole shaila is only in a geya the chatois hapnimius. Another thing that's worth mentioning, and that is that there's a big shiloh on the daf here, Rashi, Toisvis, and the Rishonim. When we say Shirayim is ma'akiv, does that mean that if I have Shirayim, it's ma'akiv for me to do a Shvicha Shirayim? Or does Shvicha Shirayim ma'akiv mean that I have an obligation to make sure that I'm going to leave over a little bit of dam so I should be able to do the Shirayim? Basic hakir in terms of understanding whether Shirayim is ma'akiv or not. That's the extent of the rave that we're going to speak out. And really from here, we're going to jump right into the dafs again. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasi de Rapapa, a braisa to Rapapa. And by the way, if you want a high-level sketch of today's daf, this was just the introduction. Really, today's daf is a tale of three braises. The first one's a Tanya Kavasi de Rapapa, and then the Gemara is going to bring two additional braises. A little bit of fun, these braises. V'hamevin Yavin. But it's a tale of three braises. all dealing with the halachas of Shiraim being ma'akiv. So first things first, Tanya Kavasa B'Rabbi Papa, that Shitas Rabbi Yishmol is that Shiraim is not ma'akiv. So it says in the Torah regarding the Par Koyen Moshiach, Ve'is Kol Dam Hapar Yishpoich. And the end of the pasuk is Al Yisoid Mizbach Oila Asher Pesach Oyel Moed. So one of the five times that the Torah mentions Shvichas Shirayim regarding the Karbonos Chatos in Vayikra Perek Dalet is by the Par Koyim Moshiach, and it says Ve'es Kol Dam Hapar Yishpoich Al Yisoid Mizbach Oila. Says the Gemara, a Braisa, Mat Tamod Oimer Hapar. Why does Torah have to mention Hapar? Right, we're talking about a par. It's very much in the context of the par koyim Mashiach. So why does the Torah have to say that the leftover dam of the par yishboich limed? It's coming to teach us al par yoyim akipurim sheton matan dam li yisoy devi Rebbe. Rebbe said that it's coming to teach us that the shirayim of the par yoyim akipurim also requires Shvichas Shirayim. Now, why do I need a pasuk to teach me that the Par Yom HaKippurim also requires Shvichas Shirayim? So refer to the introduction of the daf. Because as much as the Torah mentioned it five times by the Karban Chatos, but none of those five times was the Par Yom HaKippurim. And as much as we said the third drasha of Yisoid Mizbech HaOyla is coming to teach me Tein Yisoid Mizbech Shaloyla, but it's only the Karbanos that were brought in the Mizbech HaOyla. The Par Yom HaKippurim was brought in the Mizbech HaPrimi. So really, it leaves me without a source for Shvichas Shirayim, for the Par Yom HaKippurim. Says Rebbe, that's this extra mention of HaPar, Im Einoy Inyan, to the Par de jour, right? I don't need it for the Par Koyim Mashiach. So Tneu Inyan, for a different Par, the Par Yom HaKippurim. Oh, Rabbi Shmuel got involved. And he said, Kal V'chomer, he said, it bothers me a little bit why you would need a pasuk to tell me that the Shvichas Shirayim regarding the Par Yom HaKippurim. Shouldn't you know from the Kal V'chomer? What's the Kal V'chomer? Ma im Misha in Nichnas Domi Lufnim Chayv. Tanya Soit. Madoch, the Par Koyim Mashiach. And the Par Helim Dovish Al Tzibor. And the Sar Nasi, by the way, and even the Chatos Yochid, whose dam does not have a din to enter the Heichel as a Chayv. As it relates to the Sar Nasi, it didn't enter the Heichel at all. As it relates to the Chatos Yochid, it didn't enter at all. The Par Mashiach and the Par Amdavish Al Tzibor entered the Heichel, but only if there was a Chet of some sort. There's no Chayv, there's no day on the calendar that says, on this day you have to bring a Par Koy Mashiach. On this day you have to bring a Par Amdavish Al Tzibor. So that's like a Kula. And I feel, Hachi, there's a Din Yisoy, there's a Din Shvichas Shirayim, Samisha Nichnas Domi Lufnim Chayva. So as it relates to the Par Yom HaKippurim, where there is a date on the calendar that says you have to take the Dam and bring it inside. What's that date? Yud Tishrei. Yom Kippur, the Yom HaKadosh, Eino Yidid, Shentayin Yisoy. So certainly, it should require it. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva also got involved. Notice the parallel between this price and the previous price. Umami she'in domein nichnas lefnai v'lifnim bein l'chayva bein l'mitzvah, Tayin Yisoy, Madach Dam. All of these domein with the Torah mentioned, Shvichas Shirayim, all of them, forget chayva, forget mitzvah, none of them have a din to go lefnai v'lifnim, right? Even the Par Koyim Mashiach and the Par Amdavish Al Tzibur, they went to the Heichel, but they didn't go behind the curtain, right? They didn't go lefnai v'lefnim to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yet is it in Yisoy, it's a Misha Nichlas Dami Choy v'lefnai v'lefnim, ain't it ninja done in Yisoy. So certainly, as it relates to the Par Yom HaKippurim, whose dam entered lefnai v'lefnim, certainly it should require a Yisoy. So we're going to go back now to Rabbi Shmuel, only because the next words are Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So it's interesting. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Rabbi Akiva, and then Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara just interjected Rabbi Akiva's Nusach Acher of this Kal V'chomer, but ultimately the Manda Amar of this part of the Braisa is Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel now goes back. Rabbi Shmuel says like this. I understand. The Torah said that he's called Dam HaPar Yishpach. The word hapar is extra. You're telling me, "Emeinu inu lepar koy Mashiach, sin tneyu inyan lepar yom HaKippurim." But I don't really understand. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that the shvichas shirayim by the par yom HaKippurim, I would know from a kal v'chomer, right? So Rabbi Shmuel is talking, and Rabbi Shmuel says, "Yochli yakvenu." Maybe what the pasuk is coming to tell me is that it should be ma'akiv. What's the cheshbon? This is a geshmak of cheshbon. Because if I know it from a kal v'chomer, and now the Torah tells it to me mefurish, it's a shina kasav la'akiv. And when it comes to kachim, anytime I tell you something twice, that loch is its ma'akiv. Now this is an interesting shina kasav la'akiv, because the Torah didn't tell it to me twice. The Torah only told it to me once, but once I know it from a kal v'chomer, dover halamid b'kal v'chomer is now becoming a one, so that if I have a mefurish to one, it becomes a shina kasav la'akiv. But the bottom line is, yochel yaknenu al shina kasav la'akiv, Talmud Loimar, said Rabbi Shmuel, it can't be, because it says regarding the avoda on Yom Kippur, the chilo mikaperes ha-kodesh, and we learn from there, shilmu kola kaparois kulon divi Rabbi Shmuel, that as long as you go ahead and you do all the kaparois of the avoid of Yom Kippur, you're going to get kapara. The way Rashi explains this, it means all the kaparas that are mefurish in the parsha of the avoid of Yom Kippur. The parsha of the avoid of Yom Kippur is in Vayikra Perek Tezayin, right? We have to be familiar with the Torah Shepiksa. It's Vayikra Perek Tezayin. And over there, the Torah goes through the whole Seder avoid of Yom Kippur, and it doesn't mention a word about Shirayim. Meaning, even if you're going to tell me that there's a ribuy of Shirayim when it comes to the Par Yom HaKippurim based on a Kal Vachomer, or based on a drasha, but it's not mefurish anywhere. And being that it's not mefurish anywhere, I actually then have a miut that tells me it's not ma'akif. Because the Torah says, v'chila mikaper es ha-kodesh, and we learn from there, as long as you do all the kaparas that are mentioned mefurish in this Torah, that's going to be okay, and nothing else is going to be ma'akev. Now, the truth is, we could stop right here, because really, this is the Tanya Kavasi de Rapapa. What do you see from here? You see, Rabbi Shmuel holds Shirayim is not ma'akev, because if Rabbi Shmuel holds that Shirayim is anyways ma'akev, so this whole conversation is a moot point. Rabbi Shmuel's mooching that why does the Torah have to mention a riboy in the Parashat Parakeh Mishlech that even the Parayim Mikupurim has a din Shvichat Shirayim? I anyways know it from a Kal V'chomer. So maybe it's v'shina kosov la'akev to tell me a chiddush that what? That Shirayim is ma'akiv. It can't be because I have a mute. What do you mean? If Shirayim is ma'akiv, then Shirayim is ma'akiv, then Shirayim is ma'akiv. The terrors of Shirayim is not ma'akiv. That is the right rapapa. But anyway, the Brisa continues. There's a sefer to this Brisa. Kal v'chomer lepar koyim Moshiach. The Brisa continues and says that just like Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva had a ha'or, that why do I need lapar in the parsha par koyim Moshiach to be marbed the par yom kippurim? Right, typically it's a Kal V'chomer. L'chari, you can make the same exact argument. Why do I need the Torah to even mention Shvicha Shirayim by the Par Koyin Moshiach? I should be able to learn it from the Kal V'chomer as well. The whole parasha, which is the first parasha of the Shvicha Shirayim, which is mentioned by the first Chatos that's mentioned in the Torah, it's the Par Koyin Moshiach. That whole parasha is superfluous. You know why? Because I can learn it from a Kal V'chomer from where? From the Par Koyin Moshiach, from the Sir Nos. Kal v'chomer lepar koyim Mashiach. Now that I have this Kal v'chomer, I should be able to apply the methodology of the Kal v'chomer to par koyim Mashiach, so that l'chura I should know Shvichas Shirayim by par koyim Mashiach from the Sir Nasi. Why is the Torah going to have to mention par koyim Mashiach? What would be the Kal v'chomer? Uma mi she'in nichnas domi lefnim loy chayvav loy mitzvah madach the Sir Nasi, whose dam did not have a din to enter the heichal. Nah. Not as an obligation, not as a mitzvah. Ta'on yisoid. It requires yisoid. Misha nichnas damid lufnim bein l'chavya bein l'mitzvah. So as it relates to the parkoy Mashiach that has a din for its dam to enter bein l'chavya bein l'mitzvah. Some have a problem with the girsa bein l'chavya. I thought the parkoy Mashiach, we said, did not have a din for its dam to go as a chavya. Right? That was the original Kal V'chomer. Parayim Kippurim has a chavya as opposed to parkoy Mashiach does not have a chavya. But either way, einoy din she'ta'on yisoid. So certainly it should require yisoid. So again, the same Kal V'chomer that Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva were asking, why do I need a riboy for Parayim Kippurim? Says the Brisa of Aiter, I could also ask, why do I need a parasha for the parakoy Mashiach? So says the Brisa, the same cheshma yachli akfenu. Maybe you're right. I taku do have the Kal V'chomer, and the reason the Torah mentioned the parasha of the parakoy Mashiach specifically, even though it's a dover alami but Kal V'chomer, is for a shina kosav laki tamud loymar. Says the Brisa, it can't be because it says in the Torah veis kol dam hapar yishpoich nitkoi hakosav laaseh. That lashon of yishpoich, what the Torah did was the Torah made it in aseh, meaning vasoy shorei mitzvah. That all it is like a extra mitzvah. Loi malacha to teach me that Shirayim ain ma'akvin, that Shirayim is not going to be ma'akiv. What does this mean? So Rashi explains that if you look at all the avoidas, so the Torah says the lokach, the nosan, the hizah. The Torah tells you as a tzivoy, what you're supposed to do. Here, yishpoich, just the grammar of the word yishpoich is a little bit different, and the Torah doesn't say v'shofach. The Torah says yishpoich, that's the diuk, and from there Chazal saw that this is not something that you're obligated to do, this is more of a shiari mitzvah. So again, the Brisa leaves us hanging, but at the end of the day, we have a kasha, that why do I need the mention of Shvichas Shirayim by the Parakoy Mashiach? Couldn't I have learned it with a Kal V'chomer from the Sar Nasi? I hear. Maybe it's a Shina Kosov L'Akiv. That's something that's not possible. The reason it's not possible is because there's a Nitkoy HaKosov L'Aseh, the Lashon of Yishpoich, as opposed to the Shafach, and that's how I know that all it's going to be is Shiori Mitzvah. So We spoke at already what the Tanya Kavasa Dera Papa was, but just to make a sikum on this first of three brises that we're going to learn, and that is the first brisa was getting involved in some of the nitty-gritty halachos related to the mitzvah of Shvichas Shirayim. Specifically, it was darshaning the extra word ha part that it says regarding the Shvichas Shirayim, the Parakoy Mashiach. What's coming to be Marba? It's Lurabois, the Paryem Kippurim. And then what emerged from that drasha was really two kashas that the Brisa didn't answer. And very, very similar kashas. Kashas based on a Kal V'Chaimer. First kashas was, why do I need Hapar to be Marba Shvichas Shirayim by the Paryem Kippurim? I shall learn it from a Kal V'Chaimer from all the other chatos. And the Gemara didn't answer. The Gemara suggested maybe the answer is that it's coming to tell me that it's ma'akiv. Can't be that it's ma'akiv. There's a mefurish amir that it's not ma'akiv. So what is the answer? I don't know. Brisa doesn't answer. Another question that the Brisa asked and didn't answer, again, a very similar question, is why do I need the parasha Shvichas Shirayim by the Parakoy Mashiach? I should learn a Kal V'Chaimer from the Sir Nasi. Isn't it maybe coming to tell me that it's ma'akiv, shina kosav la'akiv? Can't be. What is the answer? Again, I don't know what the answer is, but either way, this is the first brisa. Now, before we see the second brisa, the Gemara is just going to be moisef one more nekuda on Rav Papa. So, Rav Shmuel mitzvah chatas oiv ma'akev. What did Rav Papa say? Rav Papa explained Rav Shmuel in the original brisa that he holds Shirayim is not ma'akev, but he holds the mitzvah chatas oiv is ma'akev. But the Gemara says it can't be that sheet is Rav Shmuel, because Vatanit Rav Shmuel, we have a brisa that came from the yeshiva Rav Shmuel that says Vanish Badam Yimotze regarding the chatas oiv. Vahanisho Yimotze Vishaino Nisho Lo Yimotze. That what it means is that if you have Shirayim, meaning if there's left over dam in the chatas oif, then there's a mitzvah mitzoy. But if not, then there's no mitzvah mitzoy. Now, if you're telling me that if there's no leftover dam, then there's no mitzvah mitzoy, it sounds a little bit like what? It sounds a little bit like the mitzoy of chatas oif is not ma'akiv. Because if the mitzvah of chatas oif is ma'akiv, there should be a chiv to have leftover dam. Like that's related to the chakira we mentioned earlier. There should be a chiv to have leftover dam for you to be able to do a mitzoy. But al kapanim, this is a tana d'vei Rabbi Yishmael. So how can you tell me Rabbi Yishmael is mechulik with tana d'vei Rabbi Yishmael? Right? It's not mistaber that that's the way it would be. But the Gemara says you have to say trei tana d'vei, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yishmael. It's true. These two Rabbi Yishmael brises don't shtim. So must be there were two different tanam that was saying over the Torah in the name of Rabbi Yishmael. Here comes the second price. Amar Rabbi Bacham. Rabbi Bacham said, "Hay Tana Sovar Shirai Ma'akiv." The following Tana is of the opinion that Shvichas Shirayim is Ma'akiv. The Tanya, because we learned in a brisa, it says in the Torah regarding the carbon chatos. Daber al haroin vel bonav lemar. Zoyis teres achatos. Bim koymash et tishochit ha'oilot tishochit achatos lefnei Hashem kodesh kodashim hi. Hakoyin ha'mechatei oiso. We need these words. Hakoyin hamechate oisa yoichalen. The koyin that's mechate oisa that's doing the zrikos. Yoichalena he gets to eat from the carbon chatos. And the brisa is addressing why the Torah have to say hakoyin hamechate oisa. What does oisa mean? So it says the brayso oisa shenitin damal demayla v'loy oisa shenitin damal demata. It's coming to teach me that the only time hakoyin hamechata yoichaleno is if it's oisa. If you did it exactly the way you're supposed to do it, what does it mean? It means you did the zrikos, you did the azoyis lemayla, as opposed to doing it lemata. So we know that the mizbeach had a chuta sikra that divided it into two parts: the lemayla part, that's the top part of the Mizbeach, and the Lamata part, naturally, that's the bottom part of the Mizbeach. We also know different Karbonos, Zdam, had Dinim to be put on different parts of the Mizbeach. As it relates to the Karban Chatos, it went Lamayla Mechot HaSikra, specifically went on the Karnas of Mizbeach. It went on the corners of the Mizbeach. So says the Braiso, HaKoyin HaMechat HaOysen is coming to teach me that Oysen is Jitin Damon Lamayla and Oysen is Jitin Lamata. That if you take from the Karban Chatos, and you would put the dam limato, meaning you did it in the wrong place, the halach is you would not be able to eat from the carbon chatos. Now, at first glance, this brisa very much is related to the sugya and daf chavav, chav zayin, right? The sugya of zrika shaloyvim koymoy ayin sham. But for now, we're just going to take the brisa at face value. So the brisa continues and says, v'chimi ayin basa. Why would you have thought otherwise? Meaning, you need to tell me that if you get it right, only then you're allowed to eat from the carbon chatos. What, you would have had a havamina that if you get it wrong, obviously you have to get it right. No, I'll tell you why I would have thought so. Because it says in the Torah, and what do we learn from that word? We learn from yishofech, which is a loshen yachid, lo madnu l'nitonim b'matan arba shenosim atona achas keeper. We learn from there that dominion Matana is not ma'akiv, right? This was the sugi right in the beginning of Perek Beishamai. So Yochel, I would have thought afani tana lemalish nasa lemata kiper. I would have thought that the same should be true in the reverse. Kamash malon. That's why I need a pasuk of Oisa to tell me that. Even though, as it relates to the minyan hamatois, where the Torah says four, if you do one, it's okay, yoichalena. But when it comes to the makom's already ma'akiv. There you have to do it lemaila, at the very least one lemaila, right? But lemata, if you're going to do it over there, if you're going to get the wrong place, it's not going to be okay. The Braisa continues. And the Braisa says, v'dinhu, l'chayra v'iter. Why do I need a makar to tell me that if you do the zrik in the wrong place, it's ma'akiv? L'chayr, it's something I should know misvar. Something I should know misvar. I mean, we just said the reason you need a pasuk is because I would have thought that if the minyan is not ma'akiv, so maybe the mokim is not ma'akiv. But the Gemara says, abafart. I think I have a mefurish raya from a halacha psuka in chatas that should reveal to me that if you put it in the wrong place, it's not going to be okay. Why? Never dumb the ma'alav, never dumb the ma'ato. There is a chatas that goes la'mailo, right? That's the ikr chatas. But there's also a chatas that goes la'mato. What's the chatas that goes la'mato? It's the chatas ha'oif. Ma'adam ma'amur la'mato shenasa la'mailo lo'ikiper. Just like it relates to the chatas ha'oif, if you do it la'mailo, it would be lo'ikiper. And that's already based on a drasha that we're going to see. Come on. Rashi brings it. So avdam ma'amur la'mailo inasa la'mato lo'ikiper. So wouldn't it make sense that if you take the chatas that's supposed to go la'mailo and you put it la'mato, it should also not be okay? So again, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that if you take the dam chatas you put a lamato, then there's no din of yoichlena? I know it misvara. I know it from binyanav. I know it mineu bay from the parsha of the chatas, because there's a chatas that's supposed to go lamato, and that one when it goes lamailo, there's a drasha that says it's pasul. So doesn't it make perfect sense? It's very logical that the chatas that's supposed to go lamailo, if I end up putting lamato, it's not going to be okay. But the Gemara says lo. Im amre pitach toinim sheni tonim benesina lamailo, could be the dam that's supposed to go lamato, if you put a lamailo, it's pasul, and the reason is she ain't soif on lamailo, because even the soif, even the shirayim of that dam is not going to go the mile. There's no part of the chatas ha'oif that goes the mile. So if you go ahead and you do the ikar hazna, the mile, there it's going to be possible. And that's why it's loy keeper if you did it. But time about yoinim, as it relates to the yoinim, shenos on lamata, that if you put a lamata, maybe there it's different. Sheyesh meim karav lamata. Because you do have dam that goes lamata. And being that you have dam that goes lamata, so you could have had a havamina that being that the soif hadam of this carbon is going to go lamata, maybe with the tchilas dam goes lamata, it's going to be okay as well. Kamash mabon oisa, that you have to get in the same place. Again, the kasha was, why do you need oisa? It's pasha that you need to put it in the right place. If the chatas soif has to be in the right place, why should the behemoth's chatas be any different? The teretz is, no, the chatas soif, lamaila is much more rochoik. It's much more shaloibim koime for the chatas soif than lamata is for the regular chatas. Because there's no chelik of the chatas soif that will ever go lamaila, but there is a chelik of the regular chatas that's going to go lamata. So being that it's very much a mukum, albeit for the shirayim, so you could have had a havamina. You could have had a havamina that what? That maybe if you put it there, even the tchila, it's not what you're supposed to do, but the eved yoichalena, kamash blon, that's why I need a pasuk. But the Gemara continues, and the Gemara has another percha. I still don't understand why I need a pasuk of oisa to tell me that if I do the hazav, the chatas in the wrong place, it's not going to be okay. L'chayr domim hapnimim yoichicho. I should be able to be meichiach this without a pasuk from the domim hapnimim. What does the domim hapnimim mean? From the chatois that were born the mizbeach hapnimi. How so? Sheyesh mehem karev bachotz. Because as it relates to the domim hapnimim, there's a chelik of it that's karav bachutz. Which chelik is karav bachutz? The shirayim, right? The shirayim was brought bachutz. Yet the nosnam betchila bachutz loikiper. But if you put the tchilas hazah bachutz, it's not going to be a kapara. Right? So if that's the case, Tainas the Gemara, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that if I would do the chatas behema lamata, there's no din yoichalena? I could have learned it from the chatois napnimiyos. The chatois napnimiyos, if I do on the wrong mizbeach, the halach is, it's a problem. And the chatois hapnimiyos are a chatos. So you would argue that the same should be true regarding the chatos pehim. If I put it in the wrong place, it should also be a problem. What are you going to tell me? No. Could be, if you take the chatos pehim and you put a lamata, being that lamata is a mokim for the soif of the hakrova, because the shirayim went lamata, so maybe there it's different. Well, the mizbech hachitzoin is also a place for the shirayim of the chatois apnimius. So you see that that's not a milo. So if that's the case, tainas the gemara again. Hodja kushlo dochtei. Why do I need oisa luchayra? I should learn from the chatois apnimius. First, the gemara said let's learn from the chatois oif. But that the gemara was doicha because the chatois oif shaloyim koyma is lamaila. That's a place that has no shaychus to the chatois oif, as opposed to the lamata by the chatois behema does have a shaychus. Abazoktimai here. That kasha is not a kasha. But what about this kasha? What about this kasha? The chatois apnimius that you put on the mizbeach hachitzain is also ma'akiv. That's also a problem. And the mizbeach hachitzain is a mocking for the chatois apnimius for what? For the zelba shirayim. But the Gemara says, no. You can't bring any raya from there. Because lo yamamri b'domim apnimiyin. The dom apnimi is different. She'im mizbeach apnimi memarka. Because the mizbeach apnimi is not memarka. Now what the words memarka means, the Gemara is going to discuss. But for now, she'im mizbeach apnimi memarka means that the mizbeach apnimi doesn't finish the job. Just touch it very, very loosely. Doesn't finish the job. Taimri bel yoinim. As opposed to a regular chatas behema that you put where the karnois are memarkes oisam, it does finish the job. Being that there it finishes the job, I would have thought him nasa lamatik shem that if you put a lamat, it's going to be kosher. Tamaloymer oisa, that's why the Torah had to say oisa, oisa shnit in damal amalo, v'loisa nit in damal amata. The reason I need a drosha, and I can't simply learn it from the chatois apnimius, because the chatois apnimius has a mailot, has a chumra, that the mizbeach apnimi is not memarkan, as opposed to the chatas behema, where the mizbeach hachitzain is memarkan. Now Rashi says that whatever memarkan means, again we said it means it finishes the job. The point of the Gemara is that from the fact that by the chatois apnimius, the mizbeach apnimi itself is not memarkan, you have to do like another avoida that makes it a chumra in the mizbeach apnimi. The chumra is that it's not enough that I just do the hazois; I have to do something else. There's a toisefes avoida that has to be done. The ikar hazois on the mizbeach apnimi is not memarkan; doesn't finish the job. It requires an avoida acheres. There's two avoidas that are being done with the dam. That's a chumra. Mizbech hachitzoin tzchatos, the elyoinim, the karnois war memarik, there's no extra avoida that's being done. And essentially what the Gemara means to say, the pircha of the Gemara is that you can't shtel tzu the chatois hachitzoinis to the chatois apnimius, because the chatois apnimius has a chumra. So being that as a chumra, I would say this, there's no din of yoichlena, as opposed to by the chatois chitzoin, if I was supposed to go lamala, I did a lamatos over there. It's not on the same level of chatos, and therefore, maybe if you did it shleibim kaimai, it's going to be okay. The pircha, the chilek between the mizbeach apnimi and the mizbeach hachitzain is the mizbeach apnimi has a chumra. The chumra is that it requires a second avoida. How does the Braisa express that chumra? That the mizbeach apnimi itself is not memarkon, as opposed to when it comes to the chatos, over there it's memarkon. So says the Gemara, and here's the punchline. Maisha in mizbeach apnimi memarkon. What do we mean when we say that the mizbeach apnimi, when you do the hazois, the hazois are not memarkan, doesn't finish the job. Lav does not mean elu shirayim, because you still have to do shvicha shirayim. And if that's the case, what do you see from here? That shvicha shirayim by the chatois apnimius is ma'akib. Oh, let's come full circle. We're interrupting. Amar Rami Bar Choma, hai, tanasova shirayim ma'akvi. That's the objective of this second brisa. That's the mission statement. Where do you see shirayim ma'akvi? This is where you see it. He took it from one nuance, because the Gemara was being mechalik between the chatois apnimis, chatois achitzoinis, and this oisa brisa. And the Gemara said there's a chumra that the chatois apnimis has. What's the chumra? The chumra is she'im is bech memark. What does that mean? It doesn't finish the job. Yeah, you have to do another avoid. What other avoida could you possibly have to do? The teres is the shvicha shirayim. Also, you see clearly that shirayim must be ma'akiv. So really, that's the only line of this brisa that we needed. But the Gemara said, "Amalei Rava, Rava told Rami Bar Chama, Ihachi." If that's what the brisa means, meaning the brisa is being doicha, and the brisa is saying that you can't learn that the makim is ma'akiv by the chatas that was brought in the mizbeach hachitzain, from the fact that the makim is ma'akiv by the chatas that was brought in the mizbeach hapnimi, specifically that if you take the dam you put in the mizbeach hachitzain, it would be possible, because there's a chumra. What's the chumra? The chumra is that it requires a second avoida. What's that chumra? That chumra is that there's a din. It's ma'akiv the kapara that you put the dam on the mizbeach hachitzain. Now the point of Rami Bar Chama, this is very tricky. The point of Rami Bar Chama is that's a chumra. The fact that you have to do another avoida, take the dam, put it on another mizbeach, and it's ma'akiv the kapara, that's a grace of chumra. If it's a chumra, I can't shtel two, one to the other. You can only shtel two. A binyan av is when the two things are similar. If the thing I'm trying to learn from, the melamed, is much more chumra than the lamed, then obviously I can't learn the lamed from the lamed, according to all 16 permutations of the last ridaf. That doesn't work, right? So the bottom line is that's a vada where Rami Bar Chama is saying. But Rava attacks it a little bit from a different angle. He said, Ihochi, if that's what the Gemara means, I chap what you're trying to say, Rami Bar Chama. Rava, if we chap Rami Bar Chama, I'm telling you now, Rava also chaps Rami Bar Chama. But at the same time, he said, if that's the case, tasty the Kal V'Chomer. I think you just made the Kal V'Chomer even better. If you hold in this braisa that Shirayim is gar ma'akiv when it comes to the Chatoyis HaPnimiyis, then I don't know how the Gemara was doicha the sushtel from the Mizbeach HaChitzon to the Mizbeach HaPnimi. I think he made it even better. How so? You turned it into like a Kal V'Chomer. Ma Shirayim. Where the din is that you're going to have to put it on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin as a choyva. It's actually ma'akiv. Yet, asom betchil b'chutz loy kiper. But if you did the ikers rika of the chatois apnimius b'chutz, it's not okay. Meaning, the chatois apnimius have such a shaychus to the Mizbeach HaChitzoin that there's an avoida on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin that you have to do, that if you don't do it, you don't get kapar. And still, even though I'm so shaykh to this Mizbeach, but if I go ahead and I do the tchilas zrika on this Mizbeach, it's not going to be okay. Well, if that's the case, if you would take a regular chatos payment that goes on Mizbeach HaChitzon, where there's never going to be a chiv that it's ma'akiv to put a lamata, because even if your old shirayim is ma'akiv, it's only the chatois napnimius that's going to be ma'akiv. That's why all those kinachas we spoke at in the introduction to the daf were important in the hemshech of the daf. But as it relates to the chatos that was put on Mizbeach HaChitzon, that was never going to be ma'akiv. I can't understand this gemara without that. It was never going to be ma'akiv. Well, if that's the case, then certainly if you would do a lamata, it shouldn't be keeping. So says Rav Tzvi Bechama, how are you trying to say? You're just trying to say you can't shtel tzu the chatas that was put in the mizbeach, the chatas that was put in the mizbeach, because that's more chomer. I know, but in your chomer, you just gave me you walked me into a kal v'chomer. You walked into a trap. You were trying to deflect the binyanav with a chomer, and you know what you did? You created a kal v'chomer. You created a much bigger mess for yourself. Because if you're telling me shirayim is ma'akiv, and you're telling me that there's an avoid on the Mizbeach HaChitzon that had to be done with the chatos hapnimi, that means the Mizbeach HaChitzon is so shayich, it's so intertwined with the avoidus of the chatos hapnimi, and still if you do the ikar hazoy on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, it's not going to be okay, right? It's going to be ma'akiv kapar. Well, then certainly if you would take from the Chatas behemah that's supposed to go on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and instead of putting a lamata, you put a lamata, where the lamata part of the Mizbeach is not nearly as intertwined, because there'll never be a din where there's a chiv where it's ma'akav kapar to go ahead and put the dam there. There's a mitzvah shichas shirayim, that's the mitzvah, that's a shiare mitzvah. But the kuli alma, that's not something that's going to be ma'akav, right? So if that's the case, then certainly, what's the point? Rav is telling Rami Bar Chama, your pshat in the braisa can't be pshat. When the Gemara is doich, and the Gemara says, malu mizbeach pnimi, malu chatois apnimios, she'ein memarkin, it can't mean shirayim is ma'akav. Because if it means shirayim is ma'akav, not only did you not answer the kasha, you made the kasha even stronger. Ella, so what then does it mean? It means something completely different. Ella, aim is bech, apnim, memarkin, belvad. Ella, paroiches. Because the chatois apnim is also needed as always on the paroiches. That's a separate avoida. And being that that's a separate avoida, that's what the braisa means. That's a chumra. There's a chumra that the chatois apnim is have over the chatois chitzonius. And that's what's going on over here in this braisa. But you have no raya that aim is from the words of aim is bech, memarkin, that shirayim is ma'akiv. Right? Bacham started the sugi haitana sova shirayim ma'akvi. Omar Rava, Rava said, no way in the world that the braisa says it. Now, let's look at the braisa. Does it say it or does it not say it? But like many fun braises, it's very, very cryptic. It's very sosum, right? There's no clear gilui one way or the other. Right? Very often, the Gemara's avoida in braises is the braises were not edited as properly. Right? Sometimes you just don't know what the braisa means. And because you know what the braisa means, so sometimes we have to back into solutions. Rami Bar Chama looks at this braisa and says, I don't know what this braisa means. So maybe, im is bech memarkin, right? You ever saw such a lashon? Im is bech memarkin. What does it mean? So maybe what it means is shirayim is ma'akiv. I'm like, oh, the name, that's not what it means. And I'll prove to you it's not what it means. It means something completely different. Bottom line is, here comes the third braisa. Tanu Rabbanan, by far the easiest. So it says, in the Torah. There's a Vayikra Tezayin. So again, we should have a little bit of a Tviyasayin with these prakim. What does Vayikra Tezayin mean? It means the Avoid on Yom Kippur, right? So, V'chiva mikaper es ha-koydish, v'es oyo moyet, v'es ha-mizbeach, v'hikrives ha-soyer hechoy. So this is Perek Tezayin Pasachov, so this is already 20 psukim into the Avoidas. You did all the Avoidas, and the Torah says, V'chiva mikaper es ha-koydish, and you know, you have to finish doing all the kapar. So it says the Brice, and we had this Brice already earlier in the Masechta, im kiper kilov, im loy kiper loy kilov divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that the way you read this pasuk is v'chilo mikaper, that you read the word mechaper first and the word kilo second. Im kiper, if you did all the kaparos, all the hazois that I mentioned in the parish of Davodim Yom Kippur, then kilo, then you're done. You don't have to do anything else. Then loy kiper, if you didn't finish the hazois, loy kilo, then you're not done. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi Akiva, neima loy noimar. Why are you reading the pasuk backwards? V'chilo mikaper, first kiper, then kilo. You should read it straightforward. Straight words, right? Im kilo keeper, vim loikilo loikeeper. If you finish doing everything you're supposed to do, you get kapara, and if not, not. Bottom line is, says Rabbi Yehuda, Shem Chisa Achs Bikola Matonis, Leosef Lekol, that if one of the Matonis were not done, you didn't do anything. Says the Gemara, my Beinaya, what is the machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda? So again, this is not a hard price, but it is very sosom. Ad kedekach, machloikis Amiram had to understand Pashim Shana what's going on here. Because Rabbi Akiva said, "Im keeper kila, im loy keeper loy kila." Sounds like you have to do everything. What does it mean, "im keeper"? He did the davar hamechaper, which is he did the hazayis. That's usually the davar hamechaper. And Rabbi Yehuda said, "Im kila keeper, im loy kila loy keeper." If you finish doing what you're supposed to do, you get kapar. Read the psukim. The finishing what you're supposed to do is the last thing mentioned is the hazayis, right? So they're both saying the same thing. Shem chisa achs b'kol matanos le'asav le'kol. So what then is the machloikis? My binayu says the Gemara, Yoichan Rabbi Shua ben Levi. It was a machloikis, Rabbi Yoichan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Who said what? We don't know. Chadama once said, Mashmoy Stosh, Nikbeinayu, that the Taka not arguing in halach. It's just a shaila. How to read the pasuk? Do you read it this way? Do you read it that way? It's just like in the context of Chumashe. Pasha, how do you read the pasuk? That's all that's going on. There is no nafkamina lalach. Chadama, the other one said, Shirayim Akvi, Nikbeinayu. No, there is machlaikis. The machlaikis is whether or not Shirayim is ma'akiv. What does that mean? Kishmak. Akiva says, "Im keeper kilo, loy keeper loy kilo." What's the dover hamechaper ordinarily? The hazah. So as long as he did the hazah, that's going to be okay. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Im kilo keeper, you have to finish the job." What does it mean? You have to finish the job. You even have to do the shvicha shirayim. Now, how do you know the shvicha shirayim by the Pariyam Kippurim? Refer to Amid Aleph, the first of the three brises of today's daf. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, no, chad amar. One said, this taku no machloikis. The other one said, no. Keeper means hazois. Kilo means everything. And everything means that even the shirayim is going to be ma'akiv. So, this time, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who damas shirayim the ma'akiv. I'll prove to you that Rabbi Shua ben Levi is the one that said that they are arguing, and they're arguing whether shirayim is ma'akiv. How do I know? The Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, the divri ho'im is shirayim ma'akiv. Rabbi Shua ben Levi once said this. According to the man Dama that holds that shirayim is ma'akiv, may be par. So he's talking about where before the Shvicha Shirayim, imagine this, that Kohen Gadol is doing the Avodah on Yom Kippur, and he did the Goyrol, and he has the Sar Lashem, the Sar Lazazel, and he did all Mem Gimel Hazois, and he comes right now to do the Shvicha Shirayim, and all of a sudden, oops, Nishpach. This is Nishpach, right? This is like the antithesis. Nishpach min ha-par. This was like Nishpach, mamish, at the end of a long day of Avodah. All of a sudden, it was Nishpach. Says Rabbi Shua ben Levi, according to the mandamah that holds Shirayim is ma'akiv. No, you gotta be choyza chalila. Maybe parachar, maschil, betchila, b'fnim. Right, you have to, mamish, start the whole Avodah all over again. So what do you see? Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds his mandamah that holds Shirayim ma'akiv. Probably, who's the mandamah? It's Rabbi Yehuda in this braisa. But the Gemara says, Otter Rabbi Yochanan, Leslei Haisvar. You're telling me to stay in from the fact that Rabbi Shua ben Levi says there's a man dama that holds Shirayim ma'akiv, must be this is the way he understood the machlokes Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yehuda. As if to say, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is no man dama in the whole world that holds Shirayim is ma'akiv. I'll prove to you that's not true. Because Rabbi Yochanan said, Tano, Rabbi Nechemya, Kedivrei Yoyim is Shirayim ma'akiv. Rabbi Nechemya has a shita that if you do Shvicha Shirayim b'chutz, in the world of Shchutei Chutz, that if you do Shvicha Shirayim b'chutz, the halacha is that the Shirayim is that you're going to be over the Issachot. And Rabbi Yochanan said that where Rabbi Nechemya said it, he was going according to the Man Da'amah that holds Shirayim is Ma'akev. So what do you see? That even Rabbi Yochanan holds there's a Man Da'amah that Shirayim is Ma'akev. So you want to be testimed that Rabbi Shulman Levi is the one that holds that there's a Machloikis, because he said there's a Man Da'amah somewhere in the world that Shirayim is Ma'akev. Rabbi Yochanan also, they both agree there's a Man Da'amah in the world that holds Shirayim Ma'akev. And yet they're still arguing whether this is the Machloikis right here. Ella says the Gemara, Divrei Oimer V'Lav La'Hani Tanoi, Achenamik, Divrei Oimer V'Lav La'Hani Tanoi. Meaning, according to your testimed, that it's Rabbi Shulam Levi, how would you be miyashiv that Rabbi Yochanan? You would say that Rabbi Yochanan holds there is such a mandama, but it's not this mandama. It's not Rabbi Yehuda in this braisa. Well, if that's the case, then there's no testimony to Rabbi Shulam Levi, because I could always tell you that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi also holds that there is such a mandama. However, that mandama is not this mandama. Exhale. So, as promised, before the shir, continuing along with the theme of the raid of this week, which has been the Akedah, it's the Parshas HaShavua, Dover B'Itay Ma'atoiv, specifically the Kotshim components of the Akedah, I think it's kedai to be Chozer Mishnasenu, the Torah that we said over the other day from Reb Chaim Brisker, that Reb Yeshua Shlita says over in Chumashir, and David Soloveitchik used to say over in Chumashir, Meir Alevi used to say over in Chumashir. It's an idea that permeates the Brisker Chumashirim. It's a big yisoid from Reb Chaim. It's a little bit of a game changer, a paradigm shift in terms of understanding the net result of the Kotshim component of the Akedah. And I think it's kedai to go through it one more time. Rashi in the parasha of the Akedah says that after Avram Avinu was told, "Al tishlach yotcha lanar, v'al tasloim u'mo ki ati yodati ki yirei elikim ato." Amar Rab Abba said, "Amar le Avram." Avram Avinu turned to Hakadosh Baruch Hu and he said, "Afarish lefonecha esichasi." He says, "Eibishta, I have to pour my heart out to you a little bit. I'm very, very it's a tumult. I'm very, very confused. Esmal amartali. Yesterday, only yesterday, you told me ki biyitzchak yikar lechazara." That through Yitzchak, I'm going to be zeichah to all the haftachis that I was given. And then you came to me and you told me, Kachna, es bincha, es yichidcha, asher ha'afta es Yitzchak, v'lech lecha l'eretz ha'mayriya, v'aleu sham lo'ayla. You told me to take that Yitzchak through whom I was going to get all these great haftachis, and I should bring him as a carbon oila. I said, okay. And achshavata oimeli, and now you're telling me, al tishlach yotcha el anar? What's going on over here? I'm so confused. I thought Kibyitza Yikar L'Chazara. Givaldik, I was so happy. Then you told me Kachna is Bincha. Okay, it's a tremendous Nisayan, but I'm ready to be Oymer Ben Nisayan. What happened to Kibyitza Yikar L'Chazara? I don't know. And now Vaiti, you're telling me, Al Tishlach Yotchel, and now we're reinstating to Kibyitza Yikar L'Chazara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Afarish Lefonecha Sichasi, please explain to me what's going on. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Lo Yachal Obrisi, Umoitza Sfasai Lo Yashana. And that's an excerpt from a pasuk in Sefer Tehillim, Capital Peites. Lo Yachal Obrisi, I never intended to be Mechal my bris of Kibyitza Yikar L'Chazara. Umoitza Sfasai Lo Yashana. And I never lied. Every single thing that I said was oiskalt in 100% with the way I meant it. How's that possible? Kishamarti l'chokach, when I told you, kach no, es bincho, moitzes fosai lo yashana, I wasn't changing my original kibiyisra yikar l'chazara. Why? Because lo yamarti l'chashachteyu, I never told you shechti yitzchak, ela haleyu, I told you take yitzchak and put it on the mizbeach. Okay, a sick day, you put him on the Mizbeach. Ach, say, now you took him off the Mizbeach. I didn't lie. I didn't lie. You didn't understand me, maybe. But I didn't lie. Avram Avinu comes to the Eibush and he tells him, I'm so confused. You told me, Kibi Yisrael Yikar L'Chazara. Wow! I'm going to have Enoch L'Chludayri Dairis through Yitzchak. Then you tell me, Kachnas Bencha. There's going to be no Yitzchak. And then you tell me, Al Tishach Yad Chalanah, there is going to be a Yitzchak. What's going on over here? There's a flip-flop happening. I'm like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not flip-flopping. Everything I told you was consistent. Everything I told you, shtim. I told you, Kib Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara, yeah. Then I told you, take Yitzchak, put him on the Mizbeach. Okay, why is that stira to Kib Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara? Now, you were going to shacht him, so I had to tell you, Al Tishach Yad Chalanar, V'al Taslay Ma'umah. But there was no stira between Kib Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara and Kach no es bincha, because kach no es bincha just meant v'haleu loyla, put him on the mizbeach. But there was never an intention for you to go ahead and shecht him. And being there was never an intention for you to go ahead and shecht him, so there was no stira in my words. Avram Avinu, I appreciate that. Afarish lefanachasi chasi, le'yabayshin lomeid. I appreciate the honesty and the vulnerability. Abel Amaisa says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avram Avinu, you made a mistake. Le'yachalo brisni u'moitzei svasai le'yashana, the kashi heit nish. The idea was always kibi yisi yikar lechazara. Ay kachna v'haleu liyoylo. Yeah, asakte and achse, put him on, but at the same time you should go ahead and take it off. So Rav Chaim Brisker said that there were two things that bothered him tremendously with this chazal. The first thing that bothered Rav Chaim very much with this chazal is it comes out that what the Eibush is telling Avram Avinu is that when I said kachna is bincha, I never told you to go ahead and shecht him. I never told you to go ahead and to bring him as a carbon. What I said was, asikte achse. I said, put him on the mizbeach and then take him off. That's what my intention was. You pulled out a messer? Okay, because you pulled out a messer, I had to stop you. But that's not what I told you. I wanted you to put him on and then take him off. That was the objective. And if that's the case, it was never a stira to kibi yitzi yikar l'chazara. Well, if that's the case, says Rav Chaim, it emerges that there was never really a nesoyin of the Akedah. This whole nesoyin, she mimenu anu choyin, never really happened. It was a figment of the imagination of Avram Avinu. It was a misinterpretation of Avram Avinu. The Eibishter never told Avram Avinu to go ahead and shecht Yitzchak. He told him, put him on the mizbech. Is that an assign? If somebody tells you, take your kid, put him on the mizbech. I mean, if he's afraid of heights, I don't know. And then take him back off. What's the grace in the assign here? I don't know what the assign is. And really there wasn't. Nor was, what is the Nesayin? Avram Avinu misunderstood HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He misinterpreted him. And he thought that V'haleu L'yoyla meant that he should go and put him on the Mizbech as a Noyla and shecht him and clap what he thought. It was a tremendous Nesayin. And Avram Avinu was prepared. He was Muchan Umezuman to go ahead and be Oymed bin Nesayin. Oh, but L'maisa, it comes out it was all a toss. So said Rab Chaim, the Nesayin of the Akedah is a mistake. It's a mistake. It's clapping the misunderstanding of Avram Avinu that there's a Nesoyin of the Akedah, Sekener Zayin. The whole Nesoyin of the Akedah is like an Eina Mitzvah V'Oisa. Right, I thought you wanted me to do something. I was Moise Nefesh to do it, and now I'm going to get Schal with Deiri Deiris. It just doesn't feel right. But V'Oisa, Reb Chaim. But how is it possible, Bichlal, that Avram Avinu, the great Navi, would misunderstand HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, take Yitzchak v'haleu l'oila. Avram Avinu understands haleu l'oila means be makriv him as a carbon oila. No, that's not what I meant. I meant put him on the mizbeach. I didn't mean v'haleu, like do a halah, do a hakrova with him, be makter him on a fire, which would require a shechit and a kabbalah and a locha and a zrika. That's not bechla what I meant. I meant asikte and achse. That's what I meant. I meant put him on and take him off. That's all I meant. That means Avram Avinu completely misunderstood the Eibishter. And in the words of Ramea Soloveitchik, v'yizdos as anovi fashteit nish vos meretze. He poshut didn't understand. Bechla not. The taitch of Aleu was put him on the mizbeach and take him off. And Avram Avinu thought, man, put him on the mizbeach, go ahead and shecht him. Right, to say it a little sharper. Avram Avinu heard v'aleu l'oila, immediately he jumped to zvachim. He ran to, says, what does halah mean? Oh, halah tchilas haktara, lina mayalas b'reish ha-mizbeach, im olu l'yerdu. Right, all the references of halah that you find in Kachem. Halah is an avoida that was done with a carbon. And that's what Avram Avinu understood, v'aleu l'oila. Now, the word l'oila is a little bit of a giveaway, right? It sounds like that's what's going on over here. It's not stam put him on the mizbeach. It's halah l'oila, to bring him as a carbon oila. Abba l'mayt said, the Eibush is coming, and the Eibush is telling Avram Avinu, that's never what I meant. V'aleu l'oila meant just put him on the mizbeach. Put him on and take him off. Now, what does the word lo'oila mean? See, I have to know. But for right now, Avram Avinu is completely misunderstanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Does look Rabba Abba. Does look Rashi HaKadosh. And if that's the case, said Rab Chaim, how's it possible? Vi is das? As a nobi fashteit nish vas meretzen. So two kashas. Number one, it comes out the way Rabba Abba and Rashi explain what the Eibishter really meant when he said v'aleu l'oila, that there was never an intention for Avram Avinu to have to shecht Yitzchak. If that's the case, there was never really a Nesoyin of the Akedah. If that's the case, the whole Nesoyin is a figment of the imagination of Avram Avinu. Vuedos Megloch, as the ganze Nesoyin Akedah was one big mistake. And that Lefi ha-emes, Avraham Avinu was never really tested with the nesayin of the Akeda. Kilu he's an ena mitzvah v'oisa, whose char is not like a mitzvah v'oisa, right? V'oid, how is it possible that Avraham Avinu completely misunderstood what the Eibishter told him? Vi is das, as a novi fashteh nish v'as meretzen. He poshut does not understand the taich of the word v'aleo. He made such a mistake. So Reb Chaim said, it's muchach from these two kashas. That Avada Avraham Avinu got the Nevuah right, and he understood 100% what the Eibishter had told him to do. And in essence, what the Eibishter had told him to do when he said Valeu L'Oilu was not just put him on the Mizbeach and take him off, but it was to put him on the Mizbeach B'toiras Halos Karbin in a Kodshim de Ga'ofen, and to actually bring him as a Karbin Oilu. Well, if that's the case, then how could the Eibishter say Layachalu Brisi Umoitzas Svasei Layashana? When the Eibishter says Al Tishach Yodchal Anar V'Atas Leiluma, he's very much backing off of what he said, because the Haleu LaOil of Yitzchok was supposed to be a Haleu of Halo, Haleu of Akhtar. Well, that would require that it be preceded by a Shechita and a Kabbalah and a Hilach and a Zrika. The minute the Eibishter says Al Tishach Yodchal Anar V'Atas Leiluma, well, that means now you're not doing the Avoy this Hadam with Yitzchak, and if you're not doing that way, this Hadam with Yitzchak, you can't be Mekayim v'Haleu L'Oilo, and if you can't be Mekayim v'Haleu L'Oilo, so you're changing now, all of a sudden it's Moitz Sfasayat L'Yashan. Now you want to tell me, yeah, I'm going to reinterpret? That's not what Eibishter says. He said, L'Yachalu Brisi U'Moitz Sfasayat L'Yashan. I'm telling you, this is what I said, this is what I meant, it's consistent, I'm never flip-flopping, I'm never changing my mind. What do you mean? The minute the Eibishter tells him, Al Tishach Yodchal Anar V'Atas Le'Mu'uma, now there's no way of being Mekayim V'Haleu L'Oila. If there's no way of being Mekayim V'Haleu L'Oila, so you just change the whole narrative. So said Reb Chaim, and here's the punchline, here's the lamdis, that you have to say that the whole Hakrov of Yitzchak was a very Mechudosh Degakrova. A father was a Mechudosh Degakrova. Where do you find anywhere that you're Makrov a person, right? Moilech is one of the most Chamadiga things in the world that involves such an Indian. A father, this is not something you're allowed to do. This was all part of the Nesayin of the Akedah, like the Svar Makdosh. Say. But the bottom line is that this was a very mechudosh dega hakrava. One of the chidushim of this hakrava, said Reb Chaim, was that when the Eibishter came to Avraham Avinu and he told him, I want you to take Yitzchak and bring him as a carbon, he never told him do a shechita kabbalah ilach hazrika. What he told him was, Valeu l'oilo. Valeu l'oilo, far the shechita kabbalah ilach hazrika. Take Yitzchak while he's alive and bring him as a carbon oilo. Not shechtim, kabbalah ilach hazrika, and then do the halah and the haktara, which is the seder of a regular carbon. But rather, valeu la'oila, right now, mechayim chiyusa, you should go ahead and you should do a halah. When Hashem tells Avram, kachno es bincha v'haleu li'oila, he means b'toros halah's carbon. That was the nevuah that was given to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu understood it perfectly well. He got it. He said, that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to take Yitzchak, and I'm supposed to put him on the Mizbeach B'Teres Oilo. It's not that the Eibishter meant just put him on the Mizbeach and Avram thought it should be B'Teres Oilo. The Eibishter meant put him on B'Teres Oilo, and Avram Avinu understood it, and he understood you're supposed to put him on the Mizbeach B'Teres Oilo. And when Avram Avinu took Yitzchak and he put him on the Mizbeach, he was being Mekayim, a din of Avodah in this carbon that was Yitzchak, and that is a halah of a carbon oil. Now, ordinarily, the only time you could do a halah of a carbon oil is noch the shechit kabbalah ilach hazrika. But it was nischadish in the hakrav of Yitzchak that even before the shechit kabbalah ilach hazrika, even though Yitzchak was b'chayim, it was nischadish a halah mechayim that you can go ahead and you can take Yitzchak and you could be makdirim, you could be makrivim, you could do a halah right now with Yitzchak. Now Yitzchak's on top of the mizbeach. Avraham Avinu understood, and rightfully so, that if I was just Mekayim with Yitzchak, Adin Hala, Yitzchak's still alive, because I was only the Haleu L'Oila. I was Mekayim the Hala. He's still alive. He's on the Mizbech. He's an Oila. So what am I supposed to do now? I'm probably supposed to go weiter. If I have an Oila, what do you do with an Oila? You shecht it. You do Kabbalah. You do Eilach. You do Zrika. Avraham Avinu understood that it's l'chayra b'memela that the next move is to go ahead and do Adal Avodah Sadam. And that cheshbon was a good cheshbon. It was a very good cheshbon. Because if you have a carbon oila, then it's yitachin and it's mistaber that That's the Hemshuch, and that's what you're supposed to do. And by the way, that's what the Nisayon of the Akedah was. That after you're going to be Valer Le'oyla Mechayim, you're going to now go a step further, and you're going to do the Shechit Gabal Le'ilach Hazrika, and by you going ahead and doing that, now you're going to lose your Binchas Yechit Hashel Hafta. That's what the Nisayon of the Akedah is playing itself out. But here's the point. The Eibishter never told Avraham specifically do the Shechit Gabal Le'ilach Hazrika. He just told him the Vahaleyu, which Avraham was Mekayim, and once he was Mekayim the Vahaleyu, he understands B'memela that that's the next move. So what does Avraham Avinu do? He takes out the Macheles, and he's about to go ahead, and he's about to do the Shechita, and then all of a sudden, the Yikra Elov Malach Hashem and Hashemai Vayoyim Avram Avram Vayoyim Rineini Vayoyim Al Tishlach Yotchel Anar. Don't do the Shechita. What do you mean don't do the Shechita? He's an Oilo. I have to do the Shechita. Said Reb Chaim, in those words of Al Tishlach Yotchel Anar, the Ebishter was being Mafkia, the Dine HaKrova that followed the Vahaleo Lioilo, and the Ebishter saying that you're right in Cheshbin, really, now that Yitzchak was brought B'Teiras Oilo. He was brought B'Teira Soila. He was a Hakrova Soila. So it's Mistaber, he's still alive. You have to go ahead and fear Rois. All the avoiders that you're always supposed to fear Rois when you have an Oila. But I'm being mafkia the obligation to go ahead and do that. At this point, it's going to be Al Tishlach Yotchel Anar. I'm being mafkia. I don't want you to go fight it. I don't want you to do the Shechita. I don't want you to do the Kabbalah. I don't want you to do the Aloch. I don't want you to do this week. I don't want you to fear Rois. I don't want you to do the rest of the avoiders. As soon as Avraham Avinu hears that, he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's revisit Rashi. And he says, I'm so confused. Yesterday you told me, so I thought I'm going to have a hemshuk from Yitzchak. Then you tell me, go bring Yitzchak as an oiler. I'm going to lose him. And now you're telling me, I'm going to have him. What's going on over here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, no, I was consistent all along. I never lied to you. When I told you, I never told you shechtim. What did I say? I said haleyu. Everybody learns this Rashi that what the Eibush is telling him now is, I never told you to bring him as a carbon. I just said asikte. Put him on the mizbeach, and then you're going to take him off. Then you're going to take him off. Said Reb Chaim, if that's what the Eibush is telling Avram now, he meant, I didn't say shechteyu. I said, Aleyo, you thought I meant B'Teiras Halah? Why are you jumping to Mizbeach Mekadesh? I just meant put him on the Mizbeach. Well, if that's the case, that means there was never a din Shechita on Yitzchak. That means there was never really even an implied Nisayon of the Akedah. Said Rechaim, it can't be there was no Nisayon of the Akedah. It can't be there was no implied Nisayon of the Akedah. It's impossible that that's the case. Can't be that in the Tzivui of the Eibishter there was no Inyan of taking Yitzchak and shechting him. Right? The Teretz is of Reb Chaim Avada there was. Because when the Eibishter says, I told you Haleu Asik Deyachse, he didn't mean just put him on the Mizbeach. I meant bring him as a carbon oil. Avad I meant brought him as a carbon oil. And if I meant bring him as a carbon oil, well, then by definition, what you're going to have to do is, you're going to have to go ahead and shecht him. The reason it's loy ashana sfasai is because I never said mefor shecht him. The whole shechita was only nisparish b'memela. It was only something that you were able to extrapolate. If he's an oiler and he's alive, then obviously that's what you're going to do. But I never said mefurish that that's what you're supposed to do. And being that I never said mefurish that that's what you're supposed to do, so it's for that reason. So now asik de achse, there's no stira. It's not going to be okay. What was the second kasha? The second kasha was vi is das as anavi fashtet nishvas meretze. The kasha was because it sounds like when the Eibishter told him haleyu, what he meant to say was he meant to say just to put him on the mizbeach. And Avraham Avinu thought bring him as a carbon. Teretz Aleihu meant bring him as a carbon. It meant bring him as a carbon. 1 second. If meant bring him as a carbon, so now that you're saying Al Tishlach Yotchel Anar Vatasle Mu'uma, and you're going to tell me, oh, it's semantics. I just said Aleihu Asik De'Achsei. No, you said Aleihu as a carbon, and now when you tell me Al Tishlach Yotchel Anar comes out, I was not Aleihu as a carbon. That's where the Reb Chaim punchline comes in. You were Aleihu as a carbon because Yitzchak had a din carbon mechayim, and being that he had a din carbon mechayim, so it's for that reason. When Avraham Avinu was Mekayim the Vahaleyu, he was Mekayim or real Vahaleyu, and Al Tishlach Yotchel Anar was not being soysa there. Okay, if the Haleyu would end up meaning just put him on the Mizbeach and then take him off. And Avram Avinu understood that he was supposed to shecht him. Well, then Avram Avinu completely didn't understand what he was supposed to do. It would mean that Avram Avinu never really had the nesoyin of the Aketa. If it would mean, right, let's be moisef this nakuta, that when the Eibishter said v'haleu lechatchilo, he meant b'teiras halah. But now that he said al tishlach yod chalanar, now we're going to back into an interpretation of haleu just means put him on the mizbeach. That's a complete akira of what the haleu was really supposed to be, because that haleu was supposed to be b'teiras hakrava, and this haleu was not supposed to be b'teiras hakrava. The teretz is you have to say that the haleu was supposed to be b'teiras hakrava, and the asik de achse is b'teiras hakrava. But what does that mean? The asik de achse is b'teiras hakrava. Where do you have hakrava of a carbon if you didn't first have the dalal avoid the sadam? That's the Reb Chaim punchline. It was Nischadish and Yitzchak that even though he was alive, still that halah was a halah of haktara. It was halah of a carbon, and that's where this big vart for Reb Chaim spiel sechayis in the Briskei Shiurim, that it was Nischadish and Yitzchak adin halah mechayim. Where do you see the halah mechayim? You see the halah mechayim because the Eibishter is saying that when I said halei liyoyla, I meant b'teres haktara. It has to be a meant haktara. Again, it can't be that Haleu at the end of the day does not mean Akhtara. Because if Haleu doesn't mean Akhtara, it means one or two things. Either the Eibush should flip-flop, changed his mind, and Hashem says no, or it means Hashem meant it all along, and Avram just didn't understand what Hashem was talking about. That can't either be. Because and it can't be the Nesayin Akeda was all in the imagination of Avram Avinu. So either Hashem is changing the taich of Haleu Liyoyla, that's not an option, said Reb Chaim, because says, right? Or it means that Avraham Avinu completely misunderstood it. That the Eibush is not changing his mind. And that's what Haleu always meant, just put him on the Mizbeach. The Teretz is, Avraham Avinu at kut fashtanin, the Eibush is not changing his mind. Haleu means du'a halah. That's what it means. Ordinarily, a halah would require that it be preceded by a shechita gabalo ilach hazrika, which would then mean if al tishlach yod chalanar, and there was never a shechita that was done, so now you never preceded it with a shechita gabalo ilach hazrika, so there's no way to be mekayim de v'haleu. So all the v'haleu in the asik de achse could possibly be is asik de achse, just some regular basic maisa of halah. Well, if that's the case, it's moisa sfasay hashana. The teretz is, it was a schadish halah michayim. So the Valeu ends up being a Haleu b'teiras hakrava. Now, where did the Shechita come in? If Hashem never told him to do a Shechita, why does Avram think to do a Shechita? No, he's right, because in his Chachma, not in his Nevuah, in his Chachma, er kut fashtanen, as memele daf mentana Shechita. And when David said, don't do a Shechita, he's just being mafshkir the Torah Shechita. But he's not changing the words of the Haleu. Now, not doing a Shechita has cosmic ramifications in the Nesoyim Shabbat, but in the Hakrava Shabbat, it doesn't alter the initial halah. The initial halah was taka, a halah of a carpet. But this is the vart, here's the punchline. How we get there is a little hard. This is a real Reb Chaim, it's like a Reb Chaim and Sefer. But the punchline of this Reb Chaim is Reb Chaim said that everyone knows that Yitzchak Avinu was an oyla. Rashi says throughout his Pirush al Torah, Yitzchak didn't marry a Shifcha, right? Avram married a Shifcha, maybe Shifchois, and Yaakov married Bilhah and Zilpah. But Yitzchak is the one of the others that you don't find married a Shifcha. Why not? Because he was an Oila, and because he was a carbon Oila, so it's for that reason he couldn't. Avram Avinu left Eretz Canaan. Yaakov Avinu lives in Beis Lavan for decades, right? Yitzchak was about to go to Mitzrayim, Vayira Ba'aretz, in the beginning of Parshas told us, and Eibush told him, no, Alterid Mitzrayim, right? He was going to do what his father did. But Alterid Mitzrayim, you're not let it go. Why not? Why can't I go? Because you're an Oila Tmima, and an Oila is not let it leap. So everyone understands, Yitzchak was an Oila. What does it mean he was an Oila? He was Neskadish as an Oila. He was supposed to be an Oila. He could have, would have, should have been. Now the Kedushas Oila was there, right? If somebody says, I raise Oila, you're not Makrav the Oila, you're still an Oila. So everyone understands, he was like an Oila with a Bal Ta'achar almost, right? He was supposed to be brought as a carbon oil, but Lamaisi never ended up bringing this carbon oil. As if a statement of Reb Chaim was being mechadish, Yitzchok was actually brought as an oil. There was a hakravas oil. There was really a hakravas oil. And being that there was a hakravas oil, so he was actually a carbon. It wasn't just niskadish b'teiras oil. There was a hakrav. Which chelik of the hakrava? Not the shechita, not the kabbalah, not the hilacha, not the zrika, the halah. The Vahaleo Lioilo, which is Halot Chilas Aktara, that's what was Niskay Miyitzchak Avinu. That's an Avoidah that's done in Karbin, and that Avoidah in Karbin was done. We mentioned that Marna Griz used to say over this Reb Chaim, and he said two Aisophis based on this Reb Chaim. The first Aisophis that the Brisker Rav said is that Yitzchak Avinu is always referred to as an Oilat Tamima. He says, why an Oilat Tamima? As opposed to what? As opposed to an Oilat that's a Balmum? Why would you think that Yitzchak was anything other than an Oilat Tamima? Said Marna Griz, because in Yitzchak it was Neschadish, that even when he was alive and he was tamim, you could be mekayim a mitzvah of halal. Ordinarily, the halal part of the hakrava has to come after the shechita kabbalah lachas rikos. You're taking an animal that's already dead, right? Can't even be mefarchasas. It has to be dead. So you're taking an animal that's already dead, and it's only then that you're going ahead and you're doing the halal. Yitzchak was neschadish that the valeo liyoyba was a kiyum of Allah's carbon, and he was an halal mechayim. Halal mechayim, that's the lashon of Eilat Mimo. Another isof of the Mar Nagriz said is that the pasuk says, Vayomer, the malach comes and says, Al tishach yotchal anar, val tasloy mu'umo. Val tishach yotchal anar means don't shecht him. What's val tasloy mu'umo? So Rashi brings, Amaloy, Avram Avinu told the malach, and came lochina basi lekan. I came for nothing. Let me make a chabala for oitzimi menu ma'adam, and I'll take out a little bit of dam. Amale al tasle ma'uma al tasbay mum. Don't do anything. So the Brisker Rav said that what did Avram Avinu so badly want to go ahead and to take out a little bit of dam? Why does he want to take out dam? What was the purpose of taking out this little bit of dam? So the Sfar Makdoshim say different reasons, but said the Brisker Rav, because really Yitzchak was an oila. And he was already brought b'toiras oila, and an oila daf mitan avoida. Right, you have to do avoidas with an oila. Now, what avoidas do you have to do? Shchita, kabbalah, halachas rika. When the malach said al tishach yotchal anar, he was being mafkia, like Reb Chaim said, the chiyuv to go ahead and do a shchita. Aber Avram Avinu made a cheshmin that maybe is only a hafka on the shchita, but maybe I still have a din to go ahead and do a zrika. Now, usually zrika comes after shchita, but I was already told al tishach yotchal anar. But let me go ahead and make a mum. I'll extract a little bit of blood, and I'll go ahead and I'll do a zrika. That was that hoysofa. Val tas moy mu'uma, al tas moy mum. Don't even take out ma'adam. But the bottom line is, the reason Avram Avinu wanted to take out a little bit of dam, said the Brisker Rav. Right? Again, there's a lot of pnimius in yonim, but a very brisk pshat at kvoltan azrika. That's why it was pasha for the zrika. Al tishach yotchal anar was afkan the shchita. But let me go ahead and do a zrika. In Beis Medrash Pelei Chiddush, I saw another Hisaf in the Briska Shiurim. I saw this in the Shiurim from Rav Meshulam David Alevi. He brings in the name of his brother, a barrel, the father of Rabbi Avram Yeshua Soloveitchik. And Rabbi Beryl said that it could be, you could be Moisef one more Knech based on this Rav Chaim. We'll end with this. And that is that one of the kashas that everyone asks on the Akedah, on the kachem of the Akedah is that why did Avram Avinu put Yitzchak on the Mizbeach before he did the Shechita? Right? It was clear the Shechita was going to be done by Reish HaMizbeach. And the question is, why did it have to be there? So in Bris, they say it's because Yitzchak was an Oila, and Oila's tall and soften, and there was no soften because there was no Azara. So it's for that reason he put him on top of the Mizbeach, based on the Mishnah, Dafnun Ches, that Reish HaMizbeach has the din of soften. But said Rabbeiro, the fear of Chaim, it's Pashit. It's because when Hashem told Yitzchak Valeo Li Oila, he was mitzaveh him to do a halah mechayim. Yitzchak had to go on the Mizbeach first. He had to go on the Mizbeach for the halah. Pashit, you learn again, let's do this one last time, that the Haleu Le'ilu was going to be Neskayim after the Shechita, after the Kabbalah, after the Elocha, after the Zrika. That's where the Haleu Le'ilu was going to be. So do the Shechita on the floor, and when it comes time to the Haleu Le'ilu, then you'll bring him up. Why is he doing the Shechita on Reish HaMizbeach? It's because Reb Chaim said that really the Haleu Le'ilu was to do a Halam Mechayim. That was the Taitch of Haleu Le'ilu. If the Haleu Le'ilu is to go ahead and to do a Halam Mechayim, well, the first thing you have to do is Valeo Lioilo. Now you're going to go ahead and you're going to do the Shechita. He had a chiv to put him on. He had a chiv to do Allah. You can't take him off, right? Emolu lo yerdu, right? You can't take him off the Mizbeach. Once he's there, he has to stay there. So at that point, once he's there already, the Shechita Memela had to be done by Reish HaMizbeach. Another Inyan, that's Miyoshev Alpi there. So the bottom line is, Bezus Hashem, we had the schus to go through some of the Brisket Torah. Not the easiest raid in the world, but some of the Brisket Torah as it relates to the Akedah, and really two big Yisoidas to permeate all the Shiurim. One is what we spoke about earlier in the week, and that is B'miktash Nekad Yitzchak, that even though the Akedah took place really on a Mizbeach, Atzloi Hukam HaMishkan, which would suggest then that Mizbeach was a Bama, and the halachis of the Akedah should be governed by Hilchas Bama. The Rambam says, B'miktash Nekad Yitzchak, and the Brisker Rav was boiner from this, Tilim of Torah, that the Shulchan Aruch that governed the Akedah was the Shulchan Aruch of Akrovas Mikdash, not Akrovas Bama. Second is the Yisoid from Reb Chaim, that Valeo Lioilo was meant bring him on the Mizbeach as an Oile even before the Shechita. Fakir Hashem never told him to do the Shechita. The Shechita is something that was understood by Memela and it was going to happen after the Halah. Where do you ever have a Halah Mechayim? Where do you ever have a Halah before Shechita? Here. This is the only place you have it. This is a Hayrah Shah. I mean, the whole idea of taking your son and shechting him is a Hayrah Shah. So without question, this was a Hayrah Shah. But this is Davar. It was Halah Mechayim. If that's the case, it explains the Lashon of Oile Tmima. It explains maybe why Avram wants to fetch out a little bit of dam. It's for the Zrika, said Marna Gris. It explains why the Shechita had to be Beroish HaMizbech. That Gris Akasha is very much Meyushev. And we're going to stop here.